In this bulletin, Australia and Vanuatu agree to differ over Chinese influence in the Pacific. Tens of thousands are still missing after the Venezuela earthquakes. And in sport, excitement grows ahead of the Brazil-Japan World Cup match. With the latest from SBS News, I'm Sydney Lang. Australia and Vanuatu have signed a strategic agreement, the first ever between the two countries. It positions Australia as the Pacific country's security partner of choice, but loose terms in the deal allow for Vanuatu's relationship with China to continue. Australia had sought a veto over the Chinese-funded projects in Vanuatu, but Port Vila argued there would be a threat to Vanuatu's sovereignty. In Canberra, Vanuatu's Prime Minister, Jotam Napat, says today's agreement will strengthen security.
Today marks a significant step in the Vanuatu-Australia relationship. With the signing of the long-awaited Nakamal Agreement, Australia and Vanuatu are close neighbours, trusted partners, and enduring friends.
Polling showed support for Pauline Hanson's One Nation has fallen in the latest surveys following her controversial address to the National Press Club. In polling conducted by News Poll, Labor reclaimed a narrow lead at 33%, while One Nation fell 2% and sits at 29%. The polling also shows that Senator Hanson's net approval rating fell 10 points, from a neutral position to negative 10. Backing for the opposition was dire, falling to a historic low of 17%. Opposition leader Angus Taylor has told 2GB Radio that the coalition has work to do.
The poll that matters always, Jones, at the end of the day, is the election. And obviously that's a long way off, but we do know that we've got some real work to do to rebuild trust with the Australian people. And that takes time, it takes discipline, it takes hard work. And we need to keep doing that.
33 people have been rescued this weekend after Venezuela's devastating twin earthquakes. Tens of thousands remained unaccounted for, with time for finding additional survivors running out. The death toll from Wednesday's twin earthquakes has risen above 1,400 as foreign rescue teams pour into coastal La Guaira, the hardest hit state. Hundreds of aftershocks have deepened damage and kept residents on edge. A top Tibetan Lama and National Delegation of Tibetan Australian Youth are calling on the Australian government to condemn China's ethnic unity laws and protect sacred spiritual traditions. The Australian Tibetan Council says the laws allow the Chinese government to target people overseas, meaning Australians could be held legally accountable for undermining ethnic unity and progress, or inciting ethnic separatism. The laws apply from July 1, and the council says they pose a significant threat to Tibetans both inside China and abroad. Speaking in Canberra, 23-year-old Tibetan delegate Kelsang Dolkar says the law is about erasing Tibetan culture.
Despite its name, this law is not about unity. It is about control. It reinforces policies that continue to strip Tibetans of our language, culture and identity. Today, more than a million Tibetan children, some as young as 4 years old, are separated from their families and placed in state-run colonial cell boarding schools. They are forced to learn Mandarin and raised under a system designed to reshape their identity.
An investigation into science and climate education programs for Australian children has found the influence of major coal, oil and gas companies. Researchers identified 260 publicly documented programs and sponsorships in recent years run or funded by fossil fuel companies and industry bodies that reached children aged up to 18. Belinda Noble is the founder of the communications charity Comms Declare that released the research. She says steps must be taken to limit the influence of fossil fuel companies in trusted learning settings.
We believe our children deserve to play and learn in environments that are free from conflicted commercial influence. And we call for a Senate inquiry into the influence of fossil fuel companies in childhood settings and believe there should be a ban on fossil fuel advertising, particularly when it comes to children.
To sport now and in football. Excitement is growing ahead of Brazil's World Cup match against Japan, less than 24 hours away. Brazil is seeking a record-extending sixth World Cup victory, while Japan have yet to win a World Cup knockout match in four attempts. These Brazilian fans are preparing to watch the game at Houston Stadium.
We miss everything about Brazil, so having a game here in Houston, Texas, is such an amazing opportunity for us to communicate and connect with more Brazilians, people like us, people that came from Brazil to here just for the game.
Very hopeful that we are going to win. I don't think it's going to be a match. It's going to be 3-0, maybe 1-0. I'll bet on 1-0, but I'm very excited, and I think we're going to move forward.
I'm Sydney Lang. This is SBS News.